For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team 5-0 win over Arizona State. Jay Dickman with 2 goals. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You were in the lineup a lot down the stretch there in the first half. Everyone got healthy, and there's got to be an odd man out. What'd you do to work yourself back in now?
You know, it's just a lot of work with my legs. With this Achilles tendon, it's pretty hard to get back into it, and you got to get stronger so I can use my feet in this fast game. And you know, it was just nice to get back on the ice.
What happened on that first goal?
I was just going harder to the net, and Nate shot it and hit me right in the butt and went in.
They still count. After everything that you guys went through in the first half, how rewarding is it here to start the second half so well?
It's so rewarding. You know, coming back, making a record 500. We're just going to keep pushing. We got to be good at home, and this is where we got to be strong and have a good time.
Arizona State has some good players on their team. They can get up and down the ice too. You guys won virtually 2/3 of the faceoffs. When you're starting play on the offense, when your foot's on the gas like that, how much better can you play?
Faceoffs is everything you need. You win a faceoff, you have offensive possession. You can go right up the ice. You don't give them a sniff, and you just keep going.
How bad do you get beat up in a faceoff circle in college hockey?
It's not too bad for me. I mean, I tower over everyone, but I mean, the little guys like the Fitzies, I don't know what they take, but for me, it's not too bad.
How long did it take you to get your legs back after that long trip?
For me, it was really long. I had some issues with swelling in my Achilles, and I do a lot of work with Billy and Gary, and you know, it's been tough for me. But I mean, everyone else it was good for them, and we just had a couple hard practices, get the legs moving, get the jet lag out, and drink lots of water and get the fluids out of us.
Obviously, next week with Ferris is more important than game two here against Arizona State, but you got to keep playing well going into next week, don't you?
Yeah, we got to keep our mindset, and we got to play well this next game tomorrow, and you know, that's just going to strive us to play better the next weekend, and we don't even look at that Ferris weekend. We're looking at this next game on Saturday.
Best of luck.
Thank you.